Ew.
Feeling it saucy. This volume down is not going as smooth as Venus Podcast. Whoa. Are we on now? Yes. Alright, it's Alex Cougar's radio show. I am your host at the moment, until our other host is joining us. Somebody jumped on the rover to Mars and has returned and is joining me today. It is Jolly, who's not going to say too much. Just gonna kind of cause trouble and drink my coffee and I don't know what. Dr. Antonio, though, is still stuck on Mars, as far as I last know. That or somebody's pulling my leg. So he's either in the fourth bathroom on the 38th floor of the second basement, or he's in on Mars, eating those pea potatoes, as we said, that Matt Damon planted there a while ago. Great on that part, the Mars stuff. Of course, there's tons of stories and silly stuff going on at the House Cougars radio show that we pick up on. Plus nerd talk and all this crazy talk coming up here in a moment. Hope you are all doing well, and if you're not doing well, hopefully the House Cougars will pick you up. If you are easily offended, stay tuned. Might as well go with it. If you're not easily offended, well, thank you. And it's all about sharing ideas in the most craziest fashion here in the new Renaissance that Dr. Antonio himself dubbed. Or it was just a generational thing and we just want to be arrogant. You know, it's either way. You have to be a little arrogant, I guess, to think that people want to listen to what you have to say about anything. But that's what everybody's doing now, so we're glad to be in the mix of House Cougars radio show and hopefully get some merchandise. Then we'll be official. We'll cut out the music and talk boring straight talk with lots of in between our talks, like they do on those podcasts I'll listen to, and drive me nuts. Back up.
No, yeah, I know you gotta be up close to the microphone to do that.
When we talk about the idea of the concept of the third degree here, or the angles of the theological ideas, but they get more hits than us, so I guess they're doing something right. The House Cougars radio show. Let's see, I've been working. Jolly says he's based off Steven Spielberg's E.T. movie. Jolly has built from old parts he dug around one of the basements, and he made this, like, communicator to reach Dr. Antonio on Mars. In E.T., spoiler alert, the little, the wind blows the branch and the branch shakes the tree thing that wakes up the signal that gets sent that E.T. built. Nobody knew what the hell he was making. So just like a flux capacitor was all make-believe ideas of communication, but somehow Jolly made that work too. Now he's working on what in Avengers Endgame, how they did time travel. Jolly's working on that too, but without those stones. He thinks he can figure it out. He's taking a lot of peyote and a lot of plans. But let's see if the communicator works for Dr. Antonio. We'll charge it through the communicator that he built, Dr. Antonio built a while ago, in case we did get a portal, interdimensional, and all that kind of stuff, which I guess, if soon as the janitor's back, we can get an interdimensional portal to open up, you know, kind of like the Doctor Strange thing or whatever you believe in, for your sci-fi fantasy idea. But he can walk right through from Mars. It'll open up a hole. He'll walk through and come out here. Probably by the end of the show, if not sooner. And now Dr. Tony would be standing there going, come on already. He has something to say. But he's still going to communicate about the topics here. It's not just Mars talk, if he's on Mars. Where's the button? It's reaching out to Mars. Perhaps. Or perhaps I'll return to Dr. Antonio momentarily. This might have been his bathroom coffee refill moment. He's peeing on the potatoes right now, making it rain.
The party you are trying to reach is unavailable. Please leave a message and someone will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Dr. Antonio, it's Urban Hippie calling from the House Cuckoos up to you. The show's on. Who's that with you on Mars? Did you meet up with a robot alien girl? Are you, like, dating or something? What's going on? Who was that answered the phone just now? Hello? Hello? Ground control to Dr. Antonio. Who was that answered the phone just now? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Ground control to Dr. Antonio. Who was that answered the phone just now? Hello? If you got that message. It probably was a recorded message somewhere. Dr. Antonio hiding out. What's going on here in the back? Oh, didgeridoos. Yes, now you can meditate on the cuckoo thoughts of letting all the bullshit of the week go, whatever your perspective on life should be, that it should be or shouldn't be. Just letting that go for a moment. Clear your head and think about something absolutely the dumbest, silliest thing, stupidest thing. It could be something from TV, it could be something your kid did, it could be something you did at once. Let it enter your mind for a minute. Or listening to this show, something we said. That was the stupidest thing we ever heard. Ha ha ha. Have that moment. Try to intune to that moment for a minute. Or however you want to enhance it. Too much coffee or whatever. Or inhaling your what have yous. You know, start seeing Janis Joplin's Porsche driving right in front of you with Chris Cornell driving, man. All right, let's try Dr. Antonio again. Let's see if we can reach him here on Mars. Did he fall asleep? Am I that boring? Probably. Well, this app isn't working. Jolly, I don't think this ET thing is working. Do you have the little thing on the phone? What is that? Are you watching porn? Put that down. No.
Baby, that's good.
Come on, Jolly, help me out, man. Thank you, yes. Alright, we'll reconnect to him. Here, go to... Where can we go? Dr. Antonio. Where are you, yeah? Let's see. Any messages on this end? No, just the last article I sent him on Pokemon. Perhaps his app isn't working. Are you listening, Dr. Antonio? Are you out there today? Maybe the Mars connection I have. Is there an eclipse going on or something on Mars? Somebody know what's going on out there?
Ollie, can you hear me? Oliver.
Let's see, what do we even have to talk about? Right, Dr. Antonio's awake. Let's see, the Potato Head Company, but that's just a name. Spider-Man. But I would imagine they'll keep him somewhere else in there. But who knows what this thing's going to change around. This is where we need Dr. Antonio's input.
The party you are trying to reach is unavailable. Please leave a message and someone will return your...
It's that space alien lady again. Well, I think Dr. Antonio is... out for the moment. Perhaps he is... asleep. Perhaps he is... passed out. Perhaps he's in the restroom. Do they have restrooms on Mars? Imagine one day they will. If they can get up to there. Things that kind of make you go, hmm. Or maybe this is what Dr. Antonio is going through after we talked about Edward Munch. He is the person who wrote he painted The Scream. But as they were doing some, doing some look into that painting, they see that there was some writing on there. They are calling it graffiti, but he was just probably marking up his own paper with his own anxiety, or his canvas with his own anxiety. So he wrote Mad Men on there. It's the first thing they saw. Let's see. The handwriting itself, in the quote, says, "As well as the events that happened in 1895, when Munch showed the painting in Norway for the first time, all point to the same direction. The words were written by him after using technology to analyze the handwriting and compare it to his own diaries and letters. The original painting was displayed in his home." This is a screen with the hands on the cheeks, kind of before made it popular, Home Alone. A lot more depth and meaning, too, I would imagine, in the scream. The incomplete words were, "Can only have been painted by a madman," inscribed in pencil in the top left-hand corner of the screen. And then threw some paint over it, it sounds like. Let's see. It provoked strong criticism at the time around his mental state, rather than looking at what the scream was trying to say to the public and society. Oh, yes, well, that's why that's the type of stuff that you don't want to build up. But then again, then you get art and get expression and get everything else that people say they milk it. So I guess you exploit your own emotions to get something out of it. Let's see if we can wake Dr. Antonio up to have a comment on that. It's great. I'm going to remix this whole show as just the phone ringing. He must be asleep. Passed out, his phone's out. The house phone ringing, trying to call Dr. Antonio on Mars. I don't think we're gonna get him.
The party you are trying to reach is unavailable. Please leave a message and someone will return your call.
He must have forgot he had a job today. Well, that's just lovely. Delightful. And fun. He's fun to riff off of. It's hard to carry an entire show, you know, without Dr. Antonio. But it is possible, of course. It's kind of like, now it's like, anyone seen Wayne's World, where they left Garth alone? And he just stares at the screen, kind of like, that's kind of what it's like in a little bit of a way. But I don't think we'll be too bad here on the House Goo Goo's radio show as I play some fun stuff for you for a moment whilst I refill this cantankerous cup of coffee to keep the cuckoo craziness from canteening on me. I couldn't think of a word quick enough. Not to fit in right there, but
your nose, you've got mine, yours is runny and not mine, but I love you and all your weird sound effects you make when you sleep. Like you want to see your dreams, I know the way to tickle you with my fingertips in your ear, because it's really weird that you're only ticklish in your ear, in your ear. Your runny nose is getting all over my hands. Give me a tissue and I will place it back onto your face. I got your nose, I'm gonna give it back. Let me just wipe it up a bit. Really should look into sinus pills. before we play this game. It's the messy, nothing really rhymes with messy, pills. Oh, I got your nose, your runny, runny nose. It's a cute runny nose. It's a bit gross, so it's all over my hands. Yeah, here's your nose back. Oh, you got mine. Plug it up. It's upside down. It's starting to rain.
Welcome to Hot Sauce Corner. Today's victim thinks he's going on a hotel visit. But will he find is a bed full of hot sauce? Will he lie in it? Let's find out.
Why, there's a bed full of blood or something here. What is that? Wait, this note says this is hot sauce. Will I lay in it? Why would I lay in it? Is that a $100 bill in there?
Will he lay in it?
Why are you in my closet?
Don't mind me.
There's a man in my closet dressed like a crude Vincent Price.
I'm not crude. I'm his great cousin impersonator.
Who's that in there with you?
Never mind him. Give me my $100 back.
Once use a shower curtain as a bathroom door.
Vincent Price's cousin impersonator. I'm impersonating his cousin. Benny Price. I'm the knockoff Vincent Price.
Price reduction.
I'm a price reduction in the price. It just went for the ant ride. You like the little boom, the little boom, the little boom, the right there.
It's the House of Cookies Radio Show.
I'm enjoying this weather right now in Cleveland. The hot shit is a week gone. It's fall. It's like fall
away.
Here. We get that fall, cloudy, rainy day in beautiful dingy Ohio.
You needed a good rainy day. Dr. Antonio did. As to what he's proclaiming here. The House of Cuckoo's radio show, but it's sunny always inside his heart, as well as yours when you listen to the House of Cuckoo's radio show. You can hear him sucking the sunshine down.
Mmm!
It's like an indigestion burp trying to come up. It just can't clear out. And it burns, but it won't burp. That's the sunshine of the cuckoos. It's burning right inside you.
Heavy dose of sunshine I just drank.
You got that right, buddy.
Burning me from the inside out. But you know what? That's what happens when you want to be happy. You want to be happy? Drink a glass of sunshine.
Then don't worry.
Let it burn your mouth and your stomach and your intestines and your asshole. It's just sunshine. It makes you feel better anyways, right?
Cuckoo sunshine.
Yeah, big can of it. I bought a six-pack last night. I got two more cans left.
Two cans!
On the Cuckoo Show. Two cans of Sunshine
Love.
Beer.
Oh.
Asswax brand. Pure Sunshine Beer.
Yes. It is the Huskies Radio Show. We say there's been so many celebrity deaths and all that passing away. You know, rest in peace to all of them. But Burt Reynolds, died.
The mustachioed man.
That's right. Cannonball Run and Smokey and the Bandit and Deliverance.
Stick.
And but
the only one that remembers Stick. Turd Ferguson?
Stick is the one that he had the match in his teeth all the time, right?
I used to watch it when I was like 11.
Yeah, the local UHF station would rerun it.
He was basically a vigilante man. He was just a normal worker. He was just a normal man who traveled the roads and some place needed help. And he helped.
Unlike, Smokey and the Bandit, where it was a dare. Thought he could run. He could steal some beer and get it back in time.
That's based off the old original NASCAR concept when the moonshiners would have to evade the cops back in the day.
Right.
That's where the whole the NASCAR thing came from, moonshine running.
Right.
And then it became a friendly competition with the cops. They would soup their cars up. NASCAR!
And then they all go chasing after him like Jackie Gleason and Smokey and the Bandit.
Get over here, you some bitch!
God damn bitch.
Love a rainy day. A guest in our chat room, Luke Svoko, says he loves a rainy Cleveland day.
Yes, it is a rainy Cleveland day. Oh, but by the way, what you might be more familiar with Burt Reynolds as, because you're so young and all, is Vice City.
Vice City.
Did you play Vice City?
Yes, I did.
Grand Theft Auto, Vice City. He was the Texas property developer Avery Carrington.
Yes, back in the day.
So that was
a good Grand Theft Auto game, Vice City. It was eight in the 80s.
Set in the 80s?
Set in the 80s.
So that was Burt Reynolds did that, those lines, where he's in the...
Peter Fonda was also in a...
Was he in one of them?
Yeah, he was in San Andreas. Yeah, the game after.
Yeah.
Now, Ray Liotta was the voice of the main guy in...
the first
Tommy
one?
Tommy Vercetti.
Okay.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, it was Ray Liotta, like my one aunt says.
Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta likes Texas toast.
Ray Liotta. Yeah. No, so, the passing of Burt Reynolds, 82, that I heard they were going to commemorate his mustache and hang it in the Smithsonian.
Oh, really?
His actual mustache.
It'll be right up there, yeah, next to Dom DeLuise's cape when he was Captain Chaos in Cannonball Run.
Yes.
Dun-dun-na. I'll save your doggy.
And you know what? I've never seen any of those movies in entirety.
The first one.
As a kid, it never grabbed me.
It wasn't about the cars. It was about each one was like different skits were happening all at once. It was set up like a Three Stooges, Laurel and Hardy type Brothers thing.
Whop, 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 whop.
So you're following each one of them. Trying to win the race you're not legally supposed to do.
Oh, so it's like the Hanna-Barbera. Wacky races.
It was like a human version of Wacky Races.
Or was Wacky Races?
Jackie Chan plays a Japanese guy.
Which came out first? Wacky Races?
Oh, yeah, it was the 60s.
It was the 60s, huh?
Cannonball Run, 1980 or something? 81?
I don't remember. I never seen it in its entirety.
Yeah, it was definitely
three men and a baby.
That was Tom Selleck.
Yeah, I know. Burt Reynolds.
So I think I sent you that picture that somebody jokingly said.
People
are posting pictures of Tom Selleck.
Yeah, as you sent me that. Then I started seeing it on Facebook. Somebody posted Cheech and Chong and Cheech because Cheech had the big mustache and the one of that wall in most of them.
Anyone with a mustache, pretty much.
Yeah. Hey, man. You got that Smichuacan?
It's not me, man.
Hey, Ese! I'm Burt Reynolds, eh? Hey, Vato, how you doing? I'm the actual Smokey, man. I'm going to get high. I'm going to go blazing. You know? I'm Burt Reynolds, eh? Fucking Cheech. If they confuse Cheech.
Right.
Cheech was a Mexican Burt Reynolds.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah, man. You keep on knocking, but you can't come in. No, that's Burt Reynolds at the door, man.
I think he just opened his art museum, too.
Cheech?
Speaking of him, yes. Cheech Marin.
Shine on, shine on. sky. I had no loving since January, April, June or July. Snow time, tain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. Shine on harvest moon for me and my gal.
What time the train leaves for Paris?
The sooner the better for me.
This was brought to you in part by the Smith Foundation, Everything Smith, and also in part by the Institute of Hedonism, and also in part by Boot Your Ass Beer, proud sponsor of the House of Cook Anniversary Extravaganza.
Thank you.
And don't forget, this was also brought to you in part by
Ass Wax
and
Boot
Your Ass Beer.
Cloudy Thursday Free Jazz by the late, great Peter Because on the House of Cuckoos radio show.
Ooh. Yeah, we may get into a little politics here, but then we'll turn...
Well, everybody, I mean, we got to keep it interesting. We actually had listeners today. Look at that. On our live show, we go live on Mixlr on Saturdays.
Yes.
And if the show is well, it becomes another House of Cuckoos episode itself.
We rock it a rock.
You can catch some of the other ones. Yeah, that's right.
There's only been a couple live ones so far that have been chopped Flipped down. So you won't hear them unless you were live. And you were here live today, and you're going to hear more at thehousecuckoos.blogspot.com on iTunes. And what's the other one? Tune In Radio, if you want past episodes.
Yes, we have past episodes.
Yeah, Another. All 60-some episodes now.
60-plus.
Yay! When's the last time you've danced, Dr. Antonio? Like, got out there and boogie-woogied, like, at maybe a wedding reception, or was it the clubs, or has it been, like, 10 years?
It's been
good. Even at your dance, drunkenly with your previous relationship?
Maybe, maybe 3 years ago, possibly.
Are you down to just a side-to-side kind of rocker on the rocking back and forth type thing? Or do you put your arms in the air still, do a little elbow up?
I like busting the groove, man. I like
that's what I do.
I like cutting the rug. When I dance alone or I dance with my cat, I grab my cat and I swing him around. Come on, we're going to do some two-stepping. He's like, meow. Two-stepping. Meow. I said two-stepping. You know two-stepping? Oh, you got four legs. I got two legs. So we're going to be four-stepping. We're going to be six-stepping.
The cat's okay with this when you do this to the cat?
I put the cat in the cradle with a silver spoon.
Why do you give the cat a spoon? It's, don't...
Man. Man.
Spoon Man, yes. Have you ever tried to play the spoons? I think once we did see that Spoon Man video from Soundgarden. Spoon Man! Yeah, everybody's like, oh, let me try. I could kind of feel for it. Before it. Before it. Before it. Before YouTube.
Save me!
Because now on YouTube you can go learn. You can get probably all the lessons to be a great Spoon Man. But it was a... Definitely encouraging there, man. Well, what's behind your ear? It's the cap to your water. Smelling like your smelly earwax.
You like peanut butter? You like some peanut butter?
Chocolate?
Chocolate and peanut butter.
What about it?
It's good.
Okay, you want some?
I just went to the dentist and my tongue is numb. I can't get my tongue working anymore. I can't even taste the peanut butter.
When did you go to the dentist since we were just talking 5 minutes ago?
I just came back 5 minutes ago.
She didn't bite your tongue and you were in some kind of a haze from the pills you took?
No, I just did the dentist topic.
Okay.
We're in the space station, right?
No, we're here down at the House of Cuckoos. We're here. You're in some sort of a temporary trance, Dr. Antonio. Are you doing whatever that little 5 minute trip thing is that people smoke?
Yeah, I remember.
Something.
I remember taking the drink of my coffee, waking up in the dentist office, and then I'm here.
Sitting here all fine.
Where'd you put my coffee?
I didn't make your coffee.
Now my tongue don't work. My tongue doesn't work. I can't speak right. My tongue is broken. I don't know when I'm going to get movement.
Just like Jar Jar Binks when he zapped his tongue in episode 1.
Yeah, kind of like that, but better. I don't know when my tongue is going to start working again.
It's going to come back.
What the fuck did you put in my coffee?
I didn't do it.
Somebody put something in my coffee. You handed me my coffee.
That was that guy. Maybe that guy doesn't like us at the Starbucks. At the coffee shop. Maybe that guy at the coffee shop.
My tongue with lidocaine.
Lidocaine. Isn't that something you put on to keep bug spray scratches off or something?
No, it's a pain. It's like a pain numb. It numbs you. You can twist it right in your mouth.
Lidocaine?
Lidocaine. Not limes. Like a fruit? No, it's not the fruit. Tongue of a bitch. This sucks.
Hold your tongue and say apple.
Apple.
I was on there.
God damn it!
The house is because my friends like it, I began to like it too. Yeah, that's pretty much pop society. The same way the House Cuckoos is taking off here. How do you think we've gotten popular? All our friends, all our five fans aren't used. I thought they were posers, no?
No. It's not that we've become popular. It's that we got popular delivered to the house. We got poplar wood.
How does that help the radio show?
Well, we're going to build things. That's all. We didn't get popular. We just got poplar wood.
What about the time you slammed everything down on the desk to say you were sick of all the posers and you were getting off Twitter and you're going to cancel all this and foreclose the House of Cuckoos? I mean, didn't that, was that a dream?
I think there was a mass hallucination that we all experienced.
Oh, wait, no, that was this morning when we were doing the bills. That's right. Okay. No, it's okay, everybody. He's fine. Don't worry. You're not posers. We are. We're posing as if we're live, and we really are, because, you know, it's not like we recorded this the night before or anything. We,
not at all.
No, coffee.
Not at all.
Coffee.
We got our coffee.
So it must be morning. Good morning.
It must be morning, because coffee is pouring.
And I'm still snoring at 5 a.m. Who wants to get up at 5 a.m.? Not me. Are you still snoring, not making tea?
Coffee, bring me more coffee.
And Godzuki.
Coffee and Godzuki. What about Godzilla? No, Godzilla's more of a tea kind of guy. Godzuki's a coffee guy.
That's traditional. Godzilla's more, you know, traditional Japanese tea.
Oh, Gojira.
Sips a nice tea, he does.
Oh, I prefer the iced tea, says Gojira.
Minya.
Si, papi?
No, but not like it's not Spanish. It's Japanese. Now, it's spelled like Manila. Manila. But in the American dubs, it was always pronounced Minya.
Now, who are we talking about? This is talking about Godzilla, a character from Godzilla.
Yeah, go.
So that's not Godzuki from the 70s show?
Completely different characters. Minya is the son of Godzilla, or the adopted son of Godzilla.
And was he redheaded?
No, he wasn't. He looked like some freakish human anthropomorphized Godzilla-like little baby thing.
Dragon monster thingy. Look him up. He's terrific to look at. However you spell his name. I don't remember. It's so hard to pay attention. Yeah.
Minilla.
That's how they...
Manila.
Yeah, Minilla. Like Godzilla, Manila. But it's pronounced Minya. Well, that's the American pronunciation. The American dub. I've never heard the original Japanese voice of the 1967 film where they would say it. They probably pronounce it Minila, Minila, Minija. Well, I don't know. I'd have to hear it.
The cat in the house's tail flipped every time you said that out loud in a Japanese one.
Minila, Minila.
Maybe that was a cat's original name.
Maybe he was Baby Godzilla in a past life.
Oh, that kind of explains the connection to the cat preferring your couch over mine here at the House of Cuckoos, that the cuckoo cat is resting on the couch right now. Yes, you thought it was a cartoon, but the cat really is real. And when he opens his eyes, though, that's when it proves it. But from afar, he looks like a normal cat. Up close, sometimes I have cartoonized him as well as you have.
He looks cel-shaded up close.
Correct. And that gives the effect that has become the icon of the House of Cuckoos.
Iconic.
Like the sound of our voices.
It's very iconic. Listen to this voice as you sit there with headphones on. Is this not a voice that makes you excited, that brings joy and excitement into your life? Does this voice turn you on if you're a woman? Does it enrage you if you're a man of jealousy?
I want to smack him.
If you said yes to all the above, you really need to get out of the house more. Live your life. Be exciting. Don't be jealous of the House Cuckoos. We're here to help you enjoy yourself. So reach down there and give yourself a squeeze where you know your cuckoo counts.
We're not better than you. We're just better.
And probably hornier. Can we cut that out on the live show?
I don't know. Cut it. Cut it. Can we reverse that?
Is this a voice that makes you happy when you hear it? Because if it is, then we'd be excited to have you join us here at the House of Cuckoos for a listener party.
We would be honored if you would join us.
But Godzuki will take the coffee because that's trending.
Because he was created for the American television.
But do you know what his name means in Japanese?
I think there is a name.
It is, yes.
What is it?
Little Poop.
Seriously? I like it. Makes sense. Little Poop.
It was a little pun. No, I don't know.
Godzuki would be great poop.
So you can have it with an American accent. Japanese speak English with a Japanese accent, so why wouldn't we have an English accent when we speak Japanese? Tokiyama.
Tokiyama. Sushi.
Yamamoto.
Yamamoto. I can't pronounce Japanese words with American accent. I have to pronounce it in the properly. Pronounce it in the properly. Pronounce it in the properly. Shigeru Miyamoto. Hideo Kojima. Gojira. Gojira.
Excuse me?
Gojira. Gesundheit. No, Gojira. Can you look at the Urban Dictionary for Godzuki? His origin was not explained. More intelligent than most dogs. Yes, he did. He had little itty-bitty wings and a fat... But that's not Godzuki. That's Minya.
Maybe that's what they were trying to...
Minya is different than Godzuki.
No, it was a band the whole time.
Godzuki!
We should make some Godzuki fan fiction and like totally rebuild them. See if the comic industry will give us a oh, maybe your cousin could draw for
Godzuki.
It.
Godzuki as an adult? Godzuki as an adult is completely different than he would have been. We now own the rights to Godzuki. No, we don't. Hanna-Barbera still owns the rights to that, I think. There's Hanna-Barbera, Godzuki. They got the licensing to create a Godzilla cartoon that came up with Godzuki. But that's not images. That's not Godzuki. That's Minya. They're showing the images. That's the image of Godzuki. That's Godzuki. That's Godzuki.
Now, Godzilla would help the humans back in that 70s and 1980 cartoon.
And then he would also help him in the movies, too. But then he reverted back to his original villainous form. And well, until the 2014 Godzilla.
There is Godzuki. The kaiju battle.
Kaiju. Kaiju. Baby Godzilla is not Godzuki.
Well, maybe that's the whole conspirator cover-up. Yeah, I hear the poplar's getting delivered.
Yep, you hear it?
There it goes. Or dumped it right on the lawn. Somebody dumped their log right on our lawn. Typical.
Yeah, it's nice
out. Very Hungarian autumn?
Yeah, food-wise. Mm. I don't want any political strife or anything.
No, why? Why would you say that? I'm talking about a Hungarian autumn.
Yes, Hungarian in a nature way.
Meaning
Hungarian
what autumn is like in
a peopling way.
Hungary. Like Norwegian autumn.
Yeah.
I would love to experience that.
Yeah.
Because it would be just a little bit cooler, I think.
Oh, well, yes.
And I would
probably already snowing.
The summer, I would prefer their summers over ours any day.
A nice mix of humidity.
Pink! Yes. No, really. It rains a lot.
It
rains
it
a lot.
It stays fresh.
And it's short. It's about 40 days. 40 days, so you get like a longer spring, which is...
That's as long as it took someone out in the desert to come to terms with
this. This is things that I've read. If I'm giving wrong information about seasons in Norway...
Then we're a comedy show.
I was going to say seasons in Norwegian.
If any of our facts are wrong, hey, we're just a comedy show. If any of our facts are right, of course it is.
Of course they are. We only give the right facts, unless they're wrong and then it's comedy. For the intent of comedy.
And for the live momentary of the moment listeners, today is National Coffee Day, or International Coffee Day, I think.
It is. Well, so I'm
are you drinking coffee? Okay. Well, congrats. Let's celebrate coffee today.
I think it was National Beer Drinking Day too.
We should sneak. It's I'm sure. We should sneak in a Sinatra song.
Hey, I got my shoes on backwards.
Way down in something. Bop bop ba da ba da. They put coffee in the coffee in Brazil.
Oh, I thought you meant like a deep track, like his old unknown track. I got my shoes on backwards. That he did.
Sinatra did a cover of it.
Did a cover of that one. Yeah, so I thought you were talking about.
Where he chops it up. I got my
shoes on backwards. Shoop, hey. Yeah, he's not crooning it like the old days. Like if he crooned it, it would be
more,
like
his 60s on talking style.
Because he got punched in the throat by the mob. Motherfucker,
the
we
Tommy Dorsey rumor.
Motherfucker, what the fuck? Yeah, Vito took care of it. I'm going to break your lips.
Said he just was tired of the same songs over and over. But he kept making the same songs over and over. In that new style. Laid back Sinatra.
That 60s bebop jazz.
Which is the way more popular.
Boop beep. Bop bop boop bop beep bop boop bop beep.
I mean, he was still getting number ones against the Beatles in the 60s.
Of course, he's Frank Sinatra. He's Frankie Boy, huh? No fucking boy band is gonna stand against Sinatra.
Well, I mean, they came back. You know, you had Supremes and all them too.
My shoes are backwards. No?
That time you, me, and Velocity Boy tried to go as the Supremes.
Yeah.
And then we were told it wasn't tastefully correct.
Because I came out as a Supreme Pizza.
Right.
And Tom was a Taco Supreme.
Right.
And you were the only one dressed as a Supreme.
Well, that's because I wanted to be Diana Ross.
Yeah, we thought like you meant dressed
but
up.
I was a pale Diana Ross.
Supreme. So we dressed up whatever, like, you know.
I was like, more out of shape then. They said there was too much cleavage.
I thought you were going to be coming as Omega Supreme. That's who I thought.
Yeah, well, the cardboard got caught in the rain. Like my cake.
But you had no piña colada.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, you did afterwards?
That's why we forgot about it, remember? It was out in the rain.
It was out in the rain.
After we painted, let the paint dry.
I know, man. That would have been good. You would have had...
Omega Supreme, Pizza Supreme, Taco Supreme.
Yes.
All copywritten characters coming at you in one live show. With no sponsorship.
None whatsoever. Only, well, ass wax, man. We can't deny ass wax. Ooh, I fell down my stairwell.
Oh, no, you fell down and stumbled.
I did. But my shoes are now on backwards because of that. It happens.
Oh, gosh, with the shoes on backwards all the time. Why are the shoes always on the back?
Because I can't tell the difference between my left foot and my right foot.
Where are your toes? Are they cut off?
That's what happens when you become old.
Well, you know, in those old generation... Chinese ladies.
That's what happens when binding. Gen Xers become older, middle-aged.
They get their feet binded?
Yeah, they bind. No.
They're removing your toes so you can't leave the house.
No, they... No, they fit my combat boots. I need it to fit my combat boots. These were the only size of this style of combat boot that I wanted so bad.
Yeah.
So I bought two sizes smaller and I concubined my feet. I had the bones replaced, so.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Glad you got that.
But they
kind
were
of
put
money.
On backwards.
So.
That's why I gotta wear my boots on backwards.
So you pretty much have a hoof.
Yes.
You got toe like bone saying, going back in the back of your heel.
No,
toe bone
no.
in the front.
No, my...
To put your shoe on backwards.
My left toe bones are swapped with my right toe bones.
Okay.
So my big toe is where the pinky should be on the left foot, but it's my right big toe where the left pinky toe should be.
But to put them on backwards, you need a place for your toes goes.
No, well... When I talk about backwards, I mean...
Unless you walk on your toes like the way people would walk on their knuckles.
Foot. On the opposite foot. That's backwards.
Can you walk on your toe knuckles?
Ow.
I mean, you know, like people do push-up on their knuckles.
I'm not a ballerina.
On their hands?
Yeah, maybe a ballerina could. Or Michael Jackson, but not I. I don't have that kind of ambidexterity to my toes. You would think after this slight operation I had that I would. But no, I am not some superhero or some supervillain. I would be more like that anti-hero that walks that thin line between
love
punishment and
hate.
Crime. Frank Castle, the Punisher. Yeah, that's what I've always said.
What?
If I ever had superpowers, as much as I enjoy the Superman character and think, you know, that's the epitome of good. That's the epitome of a good, just, empathetic superhero.
Right.
But if I had the powers of Superman, I think I'd be more inclined to be the Punisher. That, you know, well, so let him go through the judicial system. Every fucking judicial system is corrupt in this world.
Well, right.
How am I going to trust that some special interest isn't going to get the criminal off?
Or no. Work against the... Ones
exactly.
That aren't, you know, or a threat.
And then the people who manipulate the law?
Yeah.
That's even
well,
worse.
That's all it's about is manipulating the law and
that's
how you work your words.
But if
you break it down, it's how you work the words.
Yeah.
Based on what's applied
but
against...
But if you take every word in its
concrete.
Literal sense, though. You take every word as its literal sense. I know people are going to interpret the law like they do the
that's
Bible.
What lawyers
that's
are
why
for.
It's flawed. Yeah, but... Lawyers are...
That's all they're playing are word games against each other to prove the other person.
Scrabble. It's like ultimate Scrabble.
Yeah.
It's like Lost.
And what's worse,
Scrabble.
And Scrabble just added 300 words.
Therefore, unto, withal, pro se.
Yes. But Scrabble's adding stuff like words that start with Q for foods and stuff in other countries that we eat here. And they finally added the word Zen, which everybody thought was already part of a Scrabble word. I guess, you know, in the official Scrabble dictionary. Yeah. Of course, it's an app now online and all that, of course. But people still play the board game. And the word okay, the letters okay, are acceptable now.
O-K-A-Y?
It's acceptable now for like a point or something like that.
2 points.
Words added, for instance, I was reading. The sheeple.
Nice.
Face palm is one word. So it looks like fesapalum if a kid was reading it. Facapalum.
Fesaplin?
Yeah, fesaplin. That sounds like, yeah, a drug.
Fesaple.
Face palm. Oh, we should take that. Can we take that? Has it been taken already? We can Fesaplum. Do an ass wax present.
Fesaplum.
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 When you just don't feel right, just give yourself a face palm.
Yeah.
A fesaplum.
Fesaplum. Fesaplum.
All right, from ass wax.
Fesaplum oil.
Fesaplum. Emoji's been added.
Emoji!
And botnet. Has been added to Scrabble.
Botnet? What is that? What is a botnet?
Of course, players at home always allowed their own words, whatever they wanted, yes. You know. But
cunt liquor.
But especially if you play the app now.
Motherfucker.
It's in conjunction with the Merriam-Webster dictionary series.
Merriam-Webster.
Or whatever is official of Merriam.
The official Merriam. Well... So 300 new words. Give us the list.
There ain't no damn 300 words.
300. I want to hear all 300 words.
Go online
words right
and look
now,
at
right
them.
Now, on air. I'm sure everybody else wants to hear
it. You can go on your phone.
Everybody wants to hear it.
Come on, people.
Tell us. You want to hear him recite all 300 new words?
No.
And then after he's done to recite the entire Scrabble dictionary?
It's to provoke you into a different direction of making your mind consider... I guess, what you can run with it. Like, what other Scrabble words would you want to add to it that aren't there besides the cuss words? I guess, or a dictionary. Is there a word that you know isn't out there yet, but should be? Or at least being silly.
Or fictional characters.
Yeah.
Like Zod or Superman. Well, I'm sure I could use Superman because it's been used for other things other than a superhero. Like you know, Bruce Batman.
Well, I also think, like the word Wallach.
Wallach.
W-A-L-L-A-C-K. Should be a term for what you do when you take a newspaper against a spider on the wall.
Wallach.
When you hit a So, and I totally made that up. But will they accept it in 30 years?
Well, here.
Let's put it out there, audience.
Is bumfuzzled and bamboozled?
And please don't kill too many spiders on purpose.
Bumfuzzled, bamboozle, kerfluffle? Are those in the dictionary?
I don't want to type in the listener's ear, but I know you have your magic phone there, Mr. Two Towers, man.
Two Towers.
He's got the eye of Bethesda upon him.
The eye of Romanoff.
Natasha?
Natasha Romanoff is watching you. The Black Widow sees everything you do.
Oh.
She will stab you.
Uh-oh.
In your neck. The red-headed ballerina.
Is that how she still talks?
She's Russian. I would.
In the comics.
I would envision her with a slight Russian accent.
Before Scarlett Johansson played her.
Yeah.
What did you. Did you ever have a.
Slight. I had a slight Russian accent.
Yeah.
Because she's Russian.
In your mind.
Yeah. Regardless that she worked for S.H.I.E.L.D. and teamed with the Avengers and did all that.
That was her nationality.
Yeah. Like I envision Logan with a slight Canadian accent. You know, but if you spend too much... Yeah, you may not.
But it's there's anybody. Everybody reads books. They have a voices in their heads or actors who play their parts.
Well, after so long, they'll lose an accent. Well, here. There was an older gentleman that retired a few years ago. He was 67 when he retired. He'd be about 70 now. He was from Tennessee. He moved up here when he was 25. Mm. He never lost that thick Tennessee accent.
Right.
Never did. It was very thick there, very deep. How you doing, Anthony? Glad to meet you, Mr. Antonio. Your tennis shoes are on back. He was very thick. And it's like, you know, you would think after 40-some years he would lose it, but no.
Right.
Because that was the common accent in his household.
Right, yeah.
But regardless that he worked with other people who had this Midwestern
accent. I know some people will pick up slight little difference.
Yeah.
I've heard northern people move to, like, south, and they come back. You hear, like, a y'all slip in there or something.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, dialectic slip.
Little parts.
No, I'm sure... Like his hometown?
Mm-hmm.
When he goes back to his hometown, his cousin?
They're all proper.
Oh gosh,
cousin, are you still speaking this way?
We come from a long line of
Queen's
sugar plantation owners who came from England. We never really lost that accent. And how you got this Southern Tennessee accent, we've been in this country for 500 years speaking in this God's English. Queen's English accent.
Who's ever speaking, English? Yeah.
So I'm sure when he goes home, their accent's probably thicker, and they recognize, you're losing your Tennessee accent, boy. But it's not like to us. It's like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
I could tell it's different than yours. I could tell yours is thicker.
Right.
Like we had a friend of the family.
What's pop?
Yeah. Pop, yeah. You mean Coke? Soda?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. We had a friend of the family who was Scottish.
Hey.
Now, he was born there,
right.
Came here young. He spoke normal Midwestern Ohio accent. But he was able to, because his parents...
Out of him.
Yeah, his parents...
Gave him the...
Had a medium brogue, if you will. They were very understandable.
Right.
But they had their Scottish accent. He could do it still, and perfect. Then he had family come visit him. They were from the Highlands.
Oh, cool.
And, like, his uncle, like, he invited me over. He's like, dude, you'd love to meet my uncle. He's great. And his uncle had a thick Scottish accent.
And you're just like...
And I'm like... And,
slow down.
No.
Oh, you got it?
I was like, you know, I was intent. As a young kid, that was awesome. I wanted to understand it. I wanted to learn it. Yeah. Unlike some of these xenophobic cocksuckers that exist today. And then, like, you know, once I was able to pick up on the harmony of his voice, I guess, of this speaking, because he was there before, he was here for a bit.
Yeah.
There was a Highland poem that this friend would tell me, and it's spoken in Highland, and I'm like, what? It's almost like, no, I don't know what he said, but to my ears, it was a Scottish Gaelic Highland
mm-hmm.
of some sort. And it was just... I can't even begin to mimic it. So he's like, yeah, my uncle. So my uncle. So he had his uncle recite it, and it was just I'm just like, I don't remember what it meant, but I was like, okay, just it was interesting to me as a kid to see different cultures and hear different accents.
Right.
Like, you know, we tend to make fun of the Southern accent a bit, but each Southern state has a different accent. There's a Georgia mm-hmm. a Georgia accent. There's a Tennessee accent.
We've all met, and by at this point in our lives,
state has their own
good
dialect
people and bad,
accent.
You know, it's just a general area. It's that kind of who's the people in your neighborhood.
Man, it's just the different... cultures, the different accents.
Right, but we're like having a limited skit act, you know, so where we have the limitation of just the two of ourselves and with an occasional third.
Stereotype, yeah.
We don't stereotype, we just use people we know in our neighborhood and how they act. We're really making kind of mockery of direct people.
Light of our situation.
And it goes, in Cleveland, there's so many diverse people that are around you, especially in some of our positions we work and have worked as slave jobs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
On the ground or higher up, it's like, you know, everybody's from a different culture and background, and creates diverse characters, which I think, you know, you can do it comfortably or respectfully.
I'm Italian and Sicilian. I'm both. I'm Southern Italian and on my
that's why I
side.
Get that accent.
Yeah,
I like my meatballs.
I'm Southern Italian. Yeah, Southern Italian. I break your fucking legs, huh? How about I wrestle you up something? Eh? I break your face. So Southern Italian on my father's side, Sicilian on my mother's side. I don't get offended at that stuff. I find it funny. Like, if somebody were to yell Italian or Sicilian racial slurs at me, you giddy wop, dago, I'd laugh. Like, that's all you got?
Right. That's a general attack.
You're moron. We'll have more on this in just a moment. You stupid fucking giddy wop greaseback. Sorry. Southern accent, because, you know, I've got it by.
Well, they're not only in the South, you know, there's a certain personality type that can be...
Oh, there's assholes everywhere.
Destructive. I don't know if they're assholes, but there's a hangout in Michigan, you know. The axe-throwing bar in Michigan.
Oh, there, buddy!
I had its license suspended for one day. till they got their stuff a little more corrected. In Auburn Hills, Michigan.
How far from
what they have?
Lenny's home. How far from
alcohol and axe throwing?
Yes.
And the axe throwing's like, you know, you're supposed to go down like a shoot, you know.
Target, yeah. It's
target, yeah, like target practice shooting.
Yeah, it's, but like it's, you're at a shooting range, so there's walls protecting it.
And that's how it's supposed to be.
Yes, sir.
And it allowed up to 10 customers in just the few lanes that they had. People were jumping out of the way. People were drunk as a scum throwing axes.
Holy shit.
Kids getting drunk and throw axes. Vikings did it. Outside.
They were a bit smarter about it, too. That's why they survived so long.
No one's been hurt, but people were jumping out. They were almost hurt. There was no safety enforcement around, and there was no limitation to the people that were allowed to come in and out. No lane monitoring, and there were no limits to how many axes you could throw at the wall. Keep going! It looks like a porcupine.
Dude, look at me. I'm like some superhero.
And alcohol was present.
it was... Oh, man, I'd like an alcohol present.
Licensed people said they've never heard and never heard of such and were never told of axe throwing that was going to be in the bar when they gave them the license. And do you want to go there with Lenny Cranbag?
I don't know if he would be the axe throwing type. Velocity boy.
He could.
Velocity yeah. boy. He'd be the perfect guy.
Even if he's just standing in the back with a beer watching it, he'd be smiling.
You motherfucker. Fuckers!
Throw more axes.
Yeah. You're not throwing enough axes! Throw more axes.
And it's not guitars. I mean, these are axes, you know.
Paper. Is it paper axe? Paper toss?
Paper axe.
Or can I bring my own axe? Am I allowed to bring
probably
my own axe?
It might get destroyed with all the other ones throwing.
Well, no. If you have your own lane and it's regulated this or that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my axe.
Here comes Gimli.
My axe! Gunner of the Frozen Lands.
Not the beard.
But you're from Cleveland, Ohio. You know how cold it gets in Cleveland, Ohio. In the middle of summer.
Man, this is not an acid bar to throw axes, man.
I thought this was an acid axe bar. No, dude!
That's down the road. Yes, Michigan. Your axes are thrown out.
Let's hope they make it to Cleveland.
The axe bar?
The axe bar.
Don't start that trend.
Let's open an axe bar. A Nerf axe, though. Nerf axes. With Velcro axe boards and Velcro on the tip of the axes.
Get people waste and give them Nerf materials.
Nerf, yeah, exactly. Then you'd have fun. You'd have real fun. Come on. Tell me you wouldn't want to go to a Nerf bar. Just drink. Fucking, you've got the Nerf gun. Nerf football.
If you could pad the...
Everything is padded in Nerf.
Yeah, well, except for where they would spill and puke.
Well, you got to drink at the bar.
Right.
That has a Nerf rail on it so you don't bash your head.
Or if they fall... Yeah, you have to change... We change it every day. Yeah. Every night it gets changed.
Yes. We wash the Nerf bar. To tell me you wouldn't have fun in a Nerf bar. Who wouldn't have fun in a Nerf bar?
It sounds like something a Japanese artist would make up for us.
Oh, come to the Nerf bar, my Godzilla!
Yeah. A big rubber suit comes out. There's no one in it. It's hollow. Like your dreams of fighting Godzilla. You'll hear it!
You'll hear it!
But it's House of Cuckoos.
House of Cuckoos.
House of Cuckoos. Blogspot.com.
A fond farewell. Until next time.
And,
join us here.
Cafe Press and Zazzle, if you want to check any stuff out.
But join us next time for an exciting adventure. We have some cuckoo to you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, cuckoo.
Don't you want to listen to you? House of Cuckoo.